All clear for us, Bing?
The track is ours, eh, Rosie?
Yep. We just inherited from Moore and Kirby.
Well, it's got to be a fast track, then.
Will you sing now?
I will.
Aboard! Train 5 leaving on track 9 from Moccasin 4, Turkey Bend, and Apalachicola. I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in another berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground, and then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. Goodbye, blues. Bird is a-singing, every old thing's in tune. Goodbye, blues. Nothing but laughter, morning and afternoon. Saw a rosebud in a store, so I'm going where there's more. Goodbye, blues. Troubles are over, I'll be in clover soon. Alabama bound. Be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Gave the meanest ticket man on earth about all I'm worth. Wanna get my body in an upper berth. Hear the choo-choo sound. Look at this cover ground. Soon I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama. Everybody going back to Birmingham. Gotta get a little pone in hand. Hope to do about the best I can. I'm Alabama bound.
Well, Bing, it's my turn to go to work, I guess. And I would like to sing I Should Say It Was May.
Well, that's the song written by your brother Nick, isn't it? Buddy Cole made a great arrangement, too.
Yes, that's right.
Got a nice beat. The gentleman of the ensemble aid and abet you in this number, isn't that so?
Yes, the boys really sing it up here. They're a little bit snoopy, but...
Snoopy?
Yeah, but that's all in the arrangement.
Ah.
When did you see him? When did you meet him? When did you fall in love? When did you see him? When did you meet him? When did you fall in love?
I should say it was May. Yes, I think it was May. Or it might have been June, 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 June. Yes, it could have been June.
Had you so head over heels, you can't remember the time.
Oh, of course I remember. Pretty day in September. You were passing right by on that day in June.
When did you
shower in April, even windy old March smiled down on every valley and hill.
You should remember, really you should, the month or at least the year.
Memories clouded by stardust, January or August. Or maybe September, I met you and held you and kissed you goodnight, and we fell in love.
April, May,
we fell in
June,
love.
July, August, September, October, November, December.
We fell in love.
Hold it just a mo here, friends, for a few pertinent points from Wrigley's.
When you're in your favorite store, get the gum worth looking for. Enjoy America's favorite brand, the biggest little treat in all the land.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Now a selection, which is available in Buddy Cole's album, Ingenuity and Sound. Buddy in person playing Lucky Me. He wrote this song, too.
So he's giving his all lately, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Rosie, would you reach over there and pick a ditty from the rack?
Well, let's see. I like this one, Bing.
That's a happy choice. I think this should suit us quite well.
I once had a sweetheart, but now I have none. He's gone off and left me to live here alone. He's gone off and left me contented to be, for he loves another girl better than me.
Then green grow the lilacs, and so does the rue. 'Tis lonely, my darling, since parting from you. And at our next meeting, I hope you'll prove true and change the green lilacs for the red, white, and blue. She passed by my window both early and late. The
looks that she gave me made my heart break. For the looks that she gave me, 10,000 would kill. For loving another would make me quite ill. Then we blow the lilacs and so does the rue. 'Tis lonely, my darling, since parting from you. And at our next meeting, I hope you'll prove true and change the green lilacs for the Oregon blue.
I wrote him a letter in fancy fine line. He sent me an answer all tangled in twine, saying, keep your love letters and I will keep mine. Just you write your true love and I'll write to mine.
Then green grow the lilacs and so does the rue.
'Tis lonely, my darling, since parting from you.
And at our next meeting, I hope you'll prove true and change the green lilacs for the red, white, and blue.
Rosie, I don't want you to think that I'm perpetually teasing your girls. I wouldn't want to have that for the world. And your relationship to the automobile, either. But I got to tell you something that happened.
Oh, you're going to start again on women drivers. That's really old hat, Bing.
Yes, I must agree with Rosie, Bing. There are nearly as many women drivers as there are men drivers, and there are just as many good drivers on each side. That's been proved.
I realize that fully. But I still say automobiles get women into trouble.
Be specific.
Well, cars cause ladies to do a lot of strange things.
Well, men do strange things with automobiles, too.
Oh, but you top us, you women. You really do. When you flip in a traffic problem, you really flip. That's what I mean.
Okay, what have you got that's so funny, jolly boy?
Well, I may have preface this by saying that I think this is pretty amusing, or I wouldn't have brought it up. I bear no malice or prejudice against women in automobiles, or automobiles, for that matter. I don't at all. I merely wish to report a funny incident. This really happened in St. Petersburg, Florida. A girl there got involved in a traffic accident, and it was necessary to take her to the police station. So while she was walking towards the police car with a patrolman, all of a sudden, she broke and ran for it.
Made a break, huh?
Yes, and before the officer could catch this girl, she jumps over a seawall, and she's swimming straight out to sea. Now, I think that's a pretty funny picture.
Oh, man, wild.
Well, the poor girl was terrified. She was scared to death. She wasn't a criminal or anything. She just got involved in some kind of a traffic thing, and the thought of the police station panicked her.
But imagine running and jumping over a wall and swimming out to sea. Now, what was she going to win?
What I want to know is, did the girl ever come back? Did she beat the rap? She might have been picked up by a motorboat or a tramp steamer or something and just left the policeman standing there.
Oh, you're dreaming it up like a girl, Ken.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
No, the officer coaxed the girl back. Everything was straightened out. But I still think it's a riot. Girl jumping over the wall and going to sea like that. Now, a man would never do anything like that.
That's because a man has no imagination in a crisis. Women can think in emergencies, and women will take a chance.
I knew I was wrong.
Yeah.
In times of stress, a woman moves. She doesn't just stand there trembling like a man would.
Then you better sing something.
I know.
Another thing. How do we know this girl wasn't entirely innocent? This policeman may have apprehended the wrong person. It's possible.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Eat an apple every day. Get to bed by 3. I want you to take good care of yourself, honey. You belong to me. Be careful crossing streets. Don't eat meats. Lay off sweets. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from blended stuff. when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Sit on hornets' tails or on nails or third rails. Get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Don't go out with college boys when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. Use those vitamins up on the shelf. And remember, you belong to me.
Rosemary, there's just one song left here. You want to take it?
Why, thank you, Bing. You sure you don't want it?
No, I'm always gallant. It's all yours, dear girl.
Close your eyes, close your eyes. Go to sleep now, my darling. While the night wind through the trees sings a lullaby for you. Go to sleep, my dearest one. Sleep and dream now, my darling. For you're safe in my arms. In my arms all night through. La da dee, la da dee. Sleep and dream now, my darling, for you're safe in my arms, in my arms, all night through.
Well, what do you think? Should we head for home?
Our chores are finished here.
Say, Bing, I want you to know that there are no hard feelings just because you took great delight over a poor girl's getting excited and going for a swim with all of her clothes on.
Well, I wasn't so delighted over her wild swim, Rosie. What gave me my kicks was the futility of her action. Her impulsiveness, that's what broke me up. If she'd have thought the whole thing out, she'd have known she's never going to get away.
You don't think the whole thing out in such a situation. First you run and jump into the water, and then you start figuring out whether it'll work or not.
Oh, is that the way you women figure?
Exactly.
Oh, that's how it goes. Well, we learn something every day. Something new, don't we, Ken?
Yes, and about women. Act, then think. That's their policy.
Think or swim,
oh,
huh?
Oh, sure.
Well, let's go. See you tomorrow, folks.
This is the dry time of the year in many parts of the country, the time of greatest danger from forest fires. Now more than ever, caution with fire is the order of the day. Be careful when discarding cigarettes and matches. Make sure camp and barbecue fires are kept under control. And burn trash in complete accord with the laws of your community. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.